Hello, you're listening to English Waves, and this is Robert Shepherd with Famous Americans. It's the turn of a motion picture producer and showman, famous as a pioneer of cartoon films and as the creator of Disneyland. It can only be Walt Disney. He was born Walter Elias Disney on 5th December 1901 in Chicago, Illinois. His father, Elias Disney, was an Irish-Canadian, and his mother, Flora Call Disney, was German-American. Young Walt was one of five children, four boys and a girl, and he lived most of his childhood in Missouri. It was there where he began drawing, painting, and selling pictures to neighbors and family friends. Then in 1911, the Disney family moved to Kansas City, where Walt developed a love for trains. Later, Disney would work a summer job with the railroad, selling snacks and newspapers to travelers. Disney took drawing and photography classes while contributing cartoons for the school paper. At the age of 16, Disney dropped out of school to join the army, but was rejected for being underage. Instead, he joined the Red Cross and was sent to France for a year to drive an ambulance. He returned from France in 1919 and settled back in Kansas City to pursue a career as a newspaper artist. Disney soon began working at the Kansas City Film Ad Company, where he made commercials based on cutout animation. He also began experimenting with the camera, doing hand-drawn animation. It prompted him to open his own animation business. Disney recruited his ad company work colleague Fred Harmon, and the duo made a deal with a local Kansas City cinema to screen their cartoons, which they called Laugh-O-Grams. The cartoons were hugely popular, and Disney was able to acquire his own studio, which he called Laugh-O-Gram. The company made a series of short fairy tales that combined live action with animation. They called it Alice in Cartoonland. However, business wasn't rosy for long. By 1923, the studio had become saddled with debt, and Disney was forced to declare bankruptcy. Disney and his brother Roy pooled their money and moved to Hollywood, along with animator friend Oob Ewerks. There the three began the Disney Brothers Studio. Their first deal was with New York distributor Margaret Winkler to distribute their Alice cartoons. They also invented a character called Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. In 1925, Disney hired an ink and paint artist named Lillian Bounds. The couple married soon afterwards. A few years later, Disney discovered that Winkler and her husband, Charles Mintz, had stolen the rights to Oswald, along with all of Disney's animators, except for Ewerks. Not prepared to be outdone, the Disney brothers, their wives, and Ewerks produced cartoons featuring a new character called Mickey Mouse. The first animated shorts featuring Mickey were Plain Crazy and The Gallopin' Gaucho, both silent films for which they failed to find distribution. When sound made its way into film, Disney created a third sound and music-equipped short called Steamboat Willie. Walt provided Mickey's voice, and the cartoon was an instant hit. Things only got better. In 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first full-length animated film, premiered in Los Angeles and won a total of 8 Oscars. During the next 5 years, Walt Disney Studios completed Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, and Bambi. In late 1939, Walt Disney Studios opened a new campus in Burbank. However, the company suffered a major hit in 1941 when there was a strike by Disney animators. Many of them resigned, and it would be years before the company fully recovered. Cinderella was released in 1950 and was followed by a live-action film called Treasure Island, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, and 101 Dalmatians. Disney's last major success that he produced himself was the 1964 motion picture Mary Poppins, which mixed live action and animation. Disney's Disneyland theme park opened in 1955 in California. Disneyland has since expanded its rides over time, while branching out nationally and globally with parks in Tokyo, Paris, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. Walt Disney was diagnosed with lung cancer in 1966, and he died in December the same year. He was 65. Although rumors persisted that his body was cryogenically frozen, Disney was in fact cremated. Today, the Disney juggernaut is also behind the new raft of Star Wars films after it purchased Lucasfilm, the company behind the franchise. Stay tuned to English Waves.